I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring live music recorded in Yukon communities and beyond. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music and IMRP Sync. Today's show features classical music performed by the Problematic Orchestra. This ensemble, which hails from Whitehorse, Yukon, is comprised of up to 26 semi-professional musicians with a repertoire crossing multiple genres, blending contemporary, classical, and popular themes. In June of 2022, 11 members of the Problematic Orchestra's string section visited the St. Elias Convention Center in Haines Junction, Yukon, where they performed pieces by Mozart, Elgar, and Grieg. The Problematic Orchestra is directed by Daniel Jank, whom I will be talking about later in the show. The orchestra opens with the serenade Eine kleine Nachtmusik, translated as A Little Night Music, by Austrian composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Mozart produced many serenades, but the 13th, nicknamed Eine kleine Nachtmusik, is his best known. The four-movement work opens with a bright allegro in sonata form. A slow, lyrical second movement follows. The third movement is a light minuet, and the work finishes with a brisk rondo. For those unfamiliar with these terms, allegro means lively, while a minuet is a dance resembling a waltz. A rondo incorporates a repeating theme weaving in and out throughout the work. Mozart wrote this serenade in 1787 at the age of 31. However, this work was not published until about 1827, long after he died at the young age of 35.
Thank you. Thank you.
Eine kleine Nachtmusik, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Our next piece is Serenade for String Orchestra by British composer Edward Elgar. He wrote the serenade's three movements in 1892. This serenade is one of Elgar's most popular works, particularly with amateur groups, youth ensembles, and chamber orchestras, and is among the most recorded of his compositions. Elgar was one of the first composers to take the gramophone seriously. Between 1914 and 1925, he conducted a series of acoustic recordings of his pieces. After the introduction of the moving coil microphone in 1923, which significantly improved the sound quality, Elgar re-recorded some of his orchestral works,